It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down the left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, for the first time in 2023, the Brooklyn Cyclones welcome the Hudson Valley Renegades to Maimonides Park. Hey, everyone, with Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. So glad you could be with us as we're getting you set for the first of a six-game set between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Back-to-back weeks for the Cyclones playing here in front of the home crowd on Coney Island. The Renegades this week and then Jersey Shore next week for Brooklyn as the season's first half draws to a close. Thursday, the final day of the first half before we ring in the second half Friday evening. But for the time being, Justin, the Cyclones trying to continue some momentum that they picked up on the tail end of a road trip to Aberdeen. Win Saturday and Sunday for Brooklyn on the road over the Ironbirds. Sunday, it came in a little bit of an unusual fashion, let's call it. Six pitchers used on a bullpen day after Cam Foster went two frames. Brooklyn surrenders only three runs to the Ironbirds, and now they try to channel some of that momentum into the opener today here against the Renegades.
No, absolutely, and it was a strong finish to that series for Brooklyn. It was a weird series. I mean, every single game went down to the wire, including the four-run game on Sunday, where Aberdeen had the tying run at the plate when the final out was recorded. But Brooklyn walked off three times in the first four games of that series, and they led by a run going into the bottom of the ninth in each of those frames. So Brooklyn showing some great resolve, got some great pitching on Saturday night. Blake Tidwell and Tillon to Brock combining on a four-hit shutout. Tidwell, the best start of his young pro career in that ballgame. Obviously, Drake Osborne had a huge impact in that contest as well. Then you look at Sunday, everyone pitched well in that ballgame. Everyone found a way to chip in and contribute out of the bullpen in that ballgame. Cameron Foster, a scheduled abbreviated start, making a second appearance of the week. But Paul Gervais made some big pitches to strain the tying and go-ahead runs on base in the seventh inning. And Brooklyn got timely hitting again. Mateo Gill, a two-run double, a sack fly from Scott Oda, a two-run knock again from Osborne, and then Kevin Parada adding the final exclamation point with a two-run home run in the ninth inning. So everything found a way to be simpatico by the end of the weekend for the Cyclones, and now with just three games left in the first half, as Chris Newell said over the weekend, going to try and continue to play hard, play well, and go into the second half of the season riding a wave of momentum.
And the Cyclones shut out the Ironbirds on Saturday, 5-0 winners, then followed it up a day later with a 7-3 victory on Sunday, a game in which Kevin Parada hit his fifth home run of the year on a multi-hit day. He also now, for what it's worth, holds the team lead amongst those qualified for batting average, does Mr. Parada. So he will try to continue his hot stretch into tonight, batting second and doing the catching. We'll get you our full starting lineups coming up shortly here on the Cyclone Radio Network. But in terms of the implications of this series, well, they're big for Hudson Valley because this is a Hudson Valley squad that comes into play tonight at 37-26. On the season so far, they are a win or a Greensboro loss away from clinching the first half in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. So it doesn't need to happen tonight, Justin. Obviously, they have another 3 days to officially garner that recognition. But this is a Renegades team that certainly has some fuel to the fire, let's say, in terms of what they're playing for here on the road.
No, 100% correct. And, you know, I think the mindset for Brooklyn in a situation like this is just go out and win. And you hope Hudson Valley clinches a playoff berth somewhat solely based on what happens in the Greensboro game later on tonight. You know, let Hudson Valley celebrate. It seems like they're on the precipice of that postseason berth. But as long as Brooklyn takes care of business, trying to prevent the celebration on the field, the dog pile, and the pouring of the bubbly. But if Brooklyn can continue to play at a high level and force Hudson Valley to celebrate off of a loss and a Greensboro defeat, that's exactly, I think, what Chris Newell and company are trying to preach in the clubhouse right now going into this weekend.
And the man that will try to do just that, prevent Hudson Valley from grabbing the victory, the starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, Yoander Suarez, the right-hander, set to make his 10th start of the season. Last time out against Aberdeen, picked up the win, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, and 8 strikeouts. And he also has already seen this Renegades team once this year, and he was effective and efficient against Hudson Valley as well. Came on the road, the only other time these two teams have played, on May the 19th from Wappingers Falls. A win over 5 innings, 4 hits, only 1 run surrendered, 6 strikeouts to 2 walks, and a homer. So Suarez will try to continue his success against the Yankees High A affiliate. On the flip side for Hudson Valley, Tyrone Yuley, the right-hander, making the start. He makes his 11th start and 11th appearance at that. All of his appearances have been in a starting capacity. He takes a 4.69 ERA into tonight's contest. Coming off a solid outing, though, when he went 5 innings, allowed 6 hits and a run, and struck out 7 en route to the victory. So it's Suarez for the Cyclones and Yuley for the Renegades. All right, time for a short break here on the Cyclone Radio Network. When we come back, we'll get you starting lineups and then first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Tuesday night from Coney Island. Don't go anywhere.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We welcome you on back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Tuesday night, game number 1 of 6 between these two North Division South Atlantic League foes, Mets and Yankees, High A affiliates, the Cyclones and the Renegades, respectively. All right, now it's time to give you tonight's starting lineups before we get you on your way for first pitch with Justin Rock. First, for the visiting Renegades at 37-26, a 3-game lead for first place in the North Division, their lineup goes like this. Spencer Jones, the number 3 prospect in the Yankees organization, leads off and plays center field. Then Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, he's in the 2-hole. Rafael Flores is tonight's designated hitter for Hudson Valley. He bats 3rd. Anthony Garcia is the left fielder trying to get things going. Sub Mendoza line at just $1.89, but Garcia Garcia batting fourth and playing left. Antonio Gomez does the catching. He's in the five spot. Then Ben Cowles, the second baseman after Gomez hits sixth. Spencer Henson, one of two Spencers in this Hudson Valley lineup, is the seven hitter. Henson playing first base. Grant Richardson out in right field. He bats eighth. And then Eduardo Torrealba rounds out the Hudson Valley batting order and mans the hot corner over at third base. And once again, if you missed it earlier on in the pregame show, the probable pitcher for tonight, Tyrone Yuley, the right-hander for Hudson Valley, comes into tonight's contest 48 innings, making his 11th start, a 4.69 ERA, a 2-4 record, 57 strikeouts to 30 walks. Now for the home Cyclones at 27-35, trying to make it three straight wins as we close up shop here, or approach closing up shop, in the first half of the regular season. So Chris Newell's Cyclones like this. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center field. Kevin Parada, just a couple days removed from a home run in the two spot, doing the catching today. Abraham Almonte is the designated hitter on a rehab assignment with Brooklyn. Almonte, the long-tenured veteran of both the major and minor leagues, has played in 11 games this year with Syracuse and St. Lucie altogether. But he's here in Brooklyn now, serving as the DH tonight and batting third. William Lugo is the shortstop. He cleans up. Then Omar De Los Santos out in right bats fifth. DeAndre Smith, after a very impressive series in Aberdeen, bats sixth and plays second base. Mateo Gil at the hot corner. He hits seventh after Smith. Then Eduardo Salazar at first batting eighth. And Scott Oda rounding out the Brooklyn batting order in the ninth spot, making his home debut at bat, is Scott Oda for the Cyclones in 2023. Yoander Suarez, the probable for Brooklyn tonight, the right-hander, 38 2/3, making his 10th start of the season, a 2-4 record, a 7.68 ERA, 47 strikeouts to 31 walks. All right, that'll just about do it for our Cyclone pregame show. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's just about time for baseball. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss it after a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
We had no business being in this business. You can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball under the Coney Island lights. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. First pitch just around the bend. Starting lineups have been introduced. Yoander Suarez about to go through his warm-ups on the mound. And let's take a look once more at the Renegades' starting nine put together by their manager, Sergio Santos, as they try and clinch the playoff spot in the North Division. Spencer Jones leads off in center. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, is in the two-hole. Rafael Flores cleans up, hits third as the DH, cleaning up in left field Anthony Garcia. Antonio Gomez bats fifth behind the plate. Ben Cowles is the second baseman in the sixth slot. Spencer Henson hits seventh at first base. Grant Richardson, right fielder, in the eight-hole. And Eduardo Torrealba bats ninth over at third. Yoander Suarez on the hill for Brooklyn this evening. Suarez coming off the win last week in Aberdeen. As you look at Brooklyn defensively here tonight, Suarez, his 11th appearance and 10th start, 2-4, a 7.68 ERA. Spencer Jones will lead things off for Hudson Valley in the top half of the first inning. Jones hitting at 290, 10 homers, and 36 RBI. Suarez ready, Jones ready. Our first pitch of the night is an off-speed delivery in for a called strike one, and we are underway at 7:04 Eastern Time. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Opening game of this Subway Series in South Atlantic League Baseball as Jones takes outside. It's one ball and one strike. Jones, a seven-game hitting streak coming into play tonight. 13-4 his last 28. A 3-for-3 game with a homer and four RBIs on Sunday as Jones out in front of the off-speed. And Suarez ahead in the count One ball and two strikes. Suarez, 43 hits allowed in 38 and two-thirds innings, 31 walks, 47 strikeouts. Picked up his second win of the year against Aberdeen last Wednesday. From the windup, the 1-2, and Jones fouls it back. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Suarez, five innings that tied a career high. Gave up three runs on four hits, walked three, and struck out a season-high tying eight. The wind, the 1-2, and Jones swings and misses for strike three. A filthy back foot breaking ball. And Suarez starts his night with a strikeout, one away in the top half of the first inning. Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Here is the switch hitting shortstop Alexander Vargas. And the first toss he sees today is a called strike on the outside edge. It is 0-1. Vargas hitting at 220, six homers, 25 runs batted in. 2-for-5 on Sunday, the 0-1. And Vargas flat-footed, foul tip into the glove of Parada. It's 0-2. Defensively for Brooklyn today, left to right in the outfield, Scott Oda, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, and Eduardo Salazar, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. Suarez raised that turquoise-colored mitt in front of his face, the 0-2, and Vargas lifts his foot out of the way of a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Little bit chilly for Coney Island on this final day of spring, 68 degrees. According to AccuWeather, that's what the real feel is at as well. 1-2 from Yolander, and another filthy breaking ball, strike three. The same one he punched out Spencer Jones on a batter ago. Those are some of the best curveballs we've seen from Suarez so far this year. 11-5 movement, two down. In the top of the first.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth, Justin. I was going to say, you want to talk about 11-5 movement. I think you looked that up in the dictionary, and that is exactly what you would see. Just filthy bite and late break at that as well.
Dolly Parton's got 9-5. Yoander Suarez has 11-5.
I like that.
11. As Rafael Flores takes low, it is one ball and no strikes. Flores been one of the unsung heroes for this Renegades team so far in 2023. Was 2-for-5 with a double and an RBI on Sunday as this bounced foul up the third baseline. And it's even in a ball and a strike. Flores hitting at 299, a homer, 18 RBIs. Seven game on base streak coming into play today. But a guy, undrafted free agent signee. A 1-1 just off the outside corner. It's 2-1. Actually, correction, it's one ball and two strikes. So, proof that broadcasters aren't perfect. A swing and a miss on the call on the first pitch of the at-bat. The 2-1. Round of the 1-2, foul back. It stays at 1-2. But Flores, out of Rio Hondo College in Whittier, California, same school Evan Longoria attended as a freshman, was signed out of the Alaskan League last year. 2-2. And it's three balls and two strikes now. It is indeed 2-2 on Flores. And they just called Flores out on a pitch clock violation. What a weird way to end the top half of the first inning. That's one way for you to strike out the side. Flores wasn't ready in the batter's box, and he's punched out by Sam Carey. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of a half an inning, it's the Renegades nothing. Here come your Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning. Tyrone Yuley on the bump for the Renegades tonight. Quick run through of the lineup he'll face, put together by Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez leading off in center. Kevin Parada, the catcher in the two slot. Minor league rehabber Abraham Almonte will DH and hit third. William Lugo cleans up at short. Omar De Los Santos is in this five slot in right field. DeAndre Smith hit sixth at second base. Mateo Gil, third baseman in the seven hole. Eduardo Salazar hits eighth at first. And batting ninth in left field, making his Maimonides Park debut at any season, is Scott Oda. Tyrone Yuley on the bump for the Renegades this evening. Tasked with trying to punch their ticket into the South Atlantic League playoffs. Yuley, 6'5", 240, will turn 22 in August from La Romana in the Dominican. Alex Ramirez will lead things off. In the first pitch, hit in the air, right center field. Over to his right is Richardson, backing up at the last second. One pitch, one out in the bottom half of the first inning.
I feel like that's something we've seen Ramirez do a little bit more of as the season has gone on. He's always had an aggressive approach, but you think back to some of the early months, not necessarily going up there first pitch swinging. Now it feels like he gets a pitch he likes, a la Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil. He's swinging away.
It's a very good point, Johnny, as Kevin Parada takes a strike at 0-1, because we saw Ramirez in Aberdeen last week lead off a lot of the games with free passes. Or in the case of Sunday, a hit by pitch as Parada nearly gets nailed. It's 1-1. But that's what you want to see from a guy who is going to turn 21 in January. The ability to determine whether or not to attack that first pitch or not. As Parada takes up and in, it's 2-1. Parada 2-for-5 with a long home run to left center on Sunday. If the scoreboard at Lido's Field wasn't there, it might still be traveling. As Parada out in front, it's 2-2. KP hitting at 254, 5 homers, 21 RBIs. The righty, a little pause in his giddy-up, the 2-2, and Parada takes inside. It's a full count. Defensively behind Yuley, left to right in the outfield, Anthony Garcia, Spencer Jones, and Grant Richardson. Third and first around the infield, Eduardo Torrealba, Alexander Vargas, Ben Cowles, and Spencer Henson. The payoff pitch, and Parada hits it high in the air. Left center field, got too far underneath. In and to his left is Garcia, lunging forward, makes the grab for the second out of the inning. So Parada just missed barreling it up. Two out for the minor league rehabber, Abraham Almonte. Almonte finally got somebody on the Cyclones team that's older than me. 33 years old, matching the number on the back of that white uniform top. Almonte signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent back in December. Was a non-roster invitee to Major League spring training. And the former Yankee prospect takes a backdoor breaking ball for strike one. Almonte went 1-for-19 in 5 games at Syracuse before landing on the IL. Was 3-for-13 in rehab games in the Florida State League with St. Lucie. As he takes up and away, it's 1-1. Almonte never did play in the New York Penn League, though. So was never a Staten Island Yankee here at Maimonides Park, as Almonte takes a strike. It's 1-2. He's bounced around a lot, played with a lot of big league clubs, Seattle, San Diego, Cleveland, Kansas City, Arizona, Atlanta, and played 15 games last year with the Red Sox. The 1-2 just below the knees. It's 2-2. The numbers for Yuley so far this year. Making his 11th start. The 2-2, and Almonte fouls it off the catcher, Gomez. And it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yuli, 2-4, a 4.69 ERA. 40 hits in 48 innings. 30 walks, 57 strikeouts. Almonte, switch hitter from the left-hand side, asks for time, and it is granted. Almonte, though, did play in the South Atlantic League coming up through the Yankees system back when their affiliate was in Charleston. The 2-2 off the plate away. It's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Sam Carey with Jacob McConnell on the bags. Yuli from the first base side of the mound. The payoff pitch is high for ball four. Now Monte works a walk. So the leadoff man, or rather the first base runner of the ball game, belongs to the Cyclones as Abraham Almonte walks in his first plate appearance with the club. One on and two out for William Lugo. Lugo, right-handed batter, average at .190 on the season, 29 for 153. This is 43rd game. First pitch, the 21-year-old slides outside. It's 1-0. Lugo, 4 homers, 13 RBIs, was 0 for 5, and the victory on Sunday. Almonte not really being held on at first, the 1-0. And Lugo hammers it straight back. It's 1-1. Lugo, 0-4 his last eight. Did hit a long home run early in that series against Aberdeen last week. 1-1. And Yuli hits the inside corner with a breaking ball. And the count quickly moves to 1-2. Yuli, the right-hander. Fastball, four-seam, two-seam, slider, and changeup. A 1-2 pitch way outside. Nice backhanded stop by Gomez. And that holds Almonte at first. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lights on here at the stadium. Hazy skies on this Tuesday night. Start of a 2-week homestand, the first of the season for the Cyclones. The 2-2. And Lugo, tied up inside, did not offer. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Third straight batter. Yuli has run full after Ramirez flied out to right on the first pitch in the home first. The payoff. Runner goes, and Lugo takes called strike three up and in to retire the side. Delayed call from Sam Carey, but Yuli picks up his first strikeout to close out the first. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of an inning of play. No score on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top half of the second inning, no score on this Tuesday night. Fans Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Garcia, Gomez, and Cowles, heart of the lineup, two up for the Renegades in the top half of the second inning. Not sure what the holdup is here for the top half of the second. Everyone's sort of staring off into the distance. Now, finally, Sam Carey giving the go-ahead to Garcia to get in the box. And Suarez to toe the rubber. First pitch to Garcia. And a heavy swing and a miss at the off-speed down. It's 0-1. Garcia did not play at all in the first meeting between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, even though he was not on the injured list. The 0-1. And Garcia rolls it behind the plate. It's 0-2. Was 0-4 with an RBI on Sunday, hitting .198 on the year. Three homers and 15 runs batted in. It's time called. And home plate by Garcia. Brooklyn tonight wearing the home whites. Cyclones in reds lettering arched across the chest, red numerals front and back with a black and gold border. The 0-2 from Yoander, and Garcia fouls it over the screen off the plexiglass awning of one of the lower suites and down into the seating bowl. So a young fan comes away with a souvenir with an assist. And it's still 0-2 on Anthony. Suarez, the other two-strike pitch outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Suarez, long red sleeves at either end of that white top. White pants all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. The wind is 1-2. And Garcia hits it hard to first, but scooped on the forehand by Salazar. He'll win the race to the pillow. Four up, four down to start the day for Suarez. So bases empty and one out. Brings up the catcher Antonio Gomez. Gomez 0-2, struck out, was hit by a pitch in their victory on Sunday. Gomez hitting at .246. Two homers, 21 RBIs. Yankees number 29 prospect at midseason by Baseball America. As that one comes inside, glances off the catcher, Parada. And it's no balls and one strike. Suarez stands tall atop the left-hand side of the hill. The 0-1. And a curveball drops in for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Suarez wearing the white and black Nike cleats. Navy cap, navy bill with the white Old English B. And the interlocking Red Sea, the 0-2. Fastball just misses the outside corner at 94. Parada wanted the call, didn't get it. And it's one ball and two strikes. Both heels on the slab. Suarez hides his eyes. Now the 1-2. And a breaking ball misses down and away. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Sun peeking its way out betwixt the clouds. Some natural sunlight out in center field. Hard to believe, final day of spring here in 23. The 2-2 foul to the right, off towards the parking lot here on Coney Island. It remains at 2-2. But a lot on the line for Hudson Valley today. A win, and they're in. They would clinch the North Division. Three games left coming into play today. Can also clinch with a Greensboro loss tonight. The 2-2, breaking ball just misses high. Didn't get the call from Carey. And the count full at three balls and two strikes. And it's interesting because Greensboro is playing Winston-Salem, who is a half game back. First place Greenville. So the Dash have a lot to play for as well, as the breaking pitch misses down and in for ball four.
Three straight breaking balls to end that at bat from Suarez. We saw, obviously, in the first inning the success he was having with it. The first two strikeouts practically mirror images of one another. But really interesting to see him throwing it, Justin, at that high of a percentage as far as the usage is concerned so far.
I wonder how much of that was because of the success he had with it in the opening inning. Ben Cowles, the hitter. And the righty batter takes outside for ball one. Cowles, 2-for-3 on Sunday with a stolen bag. Also scored a run, walked, and was hit by a pitch. Hitting at .273, six homers, 18 RBIs. Suarez from the stretch, and a fastball misses down and away. It is 2-0. And Opening game of the six-game series. Brooklyn took 4 of 6 from the Renegades back in Wappingers Falls last month. The 2-0, and Cal's thought about it, went around, says the home plate umpire, Carey. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Cal's a 3-game hit streak, 4-4 his last 12. And a breaking pitch again. Cal's thought about it. This time a called strike on the outer half, and it's even at 2-2. Dimensions here at Maimonides Park. 3:15 down the line and left. 4:12 further than Citi Field or Yankee Stadium out to straightaway center. And 3:25 down the line in right. The 2-2 sweeps down and away. Another snapdragon. And it's full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suarez picked up the win, his first of the season in his last outing against the Renegades back on the 19th of May. Gave up just 1 run on 4 hits. In a career-high tying 5 innings, walked 2, struck out 6. The only run was on a Grant Richardson home run. Throwback to first, and Gomez retreats standing up. American flag out in center, blowing from left to right, maybe in a little bit as well. The payoff, runner stays put, and Cowles puts it in the air to right, staggering his steps now, moving to his left. De Los Santos on the run, makes the grab in fair territory for the second out, ranging from fair to foul ground. And there are 2 out in the top of the second for Spencer Henson.
Yeah, windy night like tonight with that breeze coming in. That won't make Omar De Los Santos' life any easier out in right field. Or Alex Ramirez in center or Scott Oda in left at that. Definitely something worthy of keeping an eye and ear out for, as is usually the case here at Maimonides Park.
Righty batter Spencer Henson steps to the plate. He takes a fastball at 95 for strike one. Henson 1 for 3 at an RBI walk twice. On Sunday, hitting at 271, 9 homers, 31 RBIs. The 0-1, and Henson takes off the outside corner. It's even in a ball and a strike. Suarez up over 20 pitches in this second inning. Henson, though, former ninth-round pick of the Yankees out of Oral Roberts, made the College World Series this year, won their opening game against the school Mateo Gil was committed to, TCU. As this pulled on the ground foul at the third base line, it remains at a ball and 2 strikes. Oral Roberts eliminated from the College World Series earlier today. Suffered their defeat, ironically enough, at the hands of TCU. Right arm dangling at Suarez's side as he gets the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Henson goes fishing for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Yoander Suarez. 3 of them have been on the curveball, and Gomez left stranded at first in the second. No runs, no hits, 1 man left on a walk at the end of an inning and a half. Still scoreless on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tyrone Yuli back to the bump here in the home second inning. De Los Santos, Smith, and Gill, 5, 6, and 7, due up in the frame for Brooklyn. Our series continues tomorrow night. A great shot, Brandon Salvatore, dancing the night away with Sandy the Seagull. Jada Bennett alongside, did a marvelous job with the national anthem earlier today. So, Omar De Los Santos will lead off in the bottom half of the second inning. Omar came on as a defensive replacement in the eighth inning on Sunday, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Was 0-for-4 with a stolen bag in his last start on Saturday, the 0-1. Shows bunt, pulls back. Gomez snaps it down and away. It's one ball and one strike. De Los Santos hitting at 215, four homers, 21 RBIs, but hitting 295 in 16 games during June. 1-1 up and in. And it's two balls and one strike. Renegades tonight wearing the road grays. Hudson Valley and Navy across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border. 2-1. Slider strike. It's 2-2.
Yuli working really quickly. He gets that ball back from Gomez, and he's ready to go for the next one just like that.
Gray pants down below the ankles for Yuli. The wind is 2-2. And De Los Santos off the hands up the third baseline. It remains at two balls and two strikes. Yuli, almost identical cleats to Yoander Suarez. White and black Nike spikes buried into the ballpark mound. Navy cap, Navy bill. With the white block HV logo on the front with the swooping raccoon tail underneath the 2-2. And De Los Santos waves and misses for strike three. Almost got a running start on that sweeping slider. And Yuli has his second straight strikeout. One away in the bottom of the second for DeAndre Smith. Smith 1-for-4 on Sunday. Did have a double. Has doubled in back-to-back ball games. 12-4 his first, 33 on the year. And the righty batter late on a fastball. It is 0-1. Smith hitting at 364. Two doubles, no homers, three RBIs. The 0-1. And another wave and a miss created by Yuli. It is 0-2. Yuli took the loss against Brooklyn back on May the 17th. That was a Wednesday afternoon game. Struck out 8. In 5 1/3 innings, but gave up 6 runs on 5 hits. The 0-2. Smith hits this one on the ground at third. Fielded behind the bag by Torrey Alba. Strong throw gets him. And there are two out. Two up and two down for Yuli in the second inning. Here is Mateo Gill. Gill, a two-run double. And Brooklyn's win on Sunday was 2-for-4. Hitting 208 with the Cyclones, 6 homers, 21 RBIs, playing in his 36th game. Hitting 256, though, in his last 24. This is a check swing ground ball to third, charging in Torrey Alba. And Gill, a half-hearted jog to first base, thought it went off his foot. And Torrey Alba throws on to first to complete the out and end the inning. That was bizarre. Thought for a second that I saw something different. But Chris Newell talking with the home plate umpire before he retreats to the first base dugout. So, a 1-2-3, bottom half of the second for Tyrone Yuli. We are through two here from Maimonides Park. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley scoreless. Cyclone fans, Sweet Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclone Team Store. Along the third base side here at Maimonides Park, Sweet Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and three social media crazy Thunder Cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. Getting his play-by-play on for the first time in this homestand, my partner in crime, the man to my left, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Thanks so much, Justin. Good to be back as the Cyclones are back home now for not the next week, but the next 2 weeks. A rarity in the schedule for Brooklyn. But it all starts tonight, this Tuesday night against Hudson Valley. We're scoreless in the top of the third, and the first pitch from Yoander Suarez is a fastball that misses off the plate to the lefty batter Grant Richardson. It's 1-0. Suarez has been cruising so far through two. He's mustered four strikeouts on the night. His 1-0. Another fastball clips the outer half this time. It's 1-1. Richardson up for the first time today at .191 so far this season, batting eighth and playing right field. Suarez hides his face behind that turquoise mitt. The 1-1 toss. Sliced foul on the left side, and it's a ball and two strikes.
Richardson, the last man to drive in a run in this rivalry series. The last game these two teams played, game two of a doubleheader on May the 21st. Richardson had the walk-off base hit.
1-2 on the way to him. Swing and a miss. Make it five punch-outs on the night so far for Yoander Suarez. There's one gone. Base is empty in this scoreless tie for the nine-man Eduardo Torrealba. Yeah, Richardson, as we mentioned earlier on the broadcast, Justin, has found success against Suarez this year. Took him deep the last time Yoander played Hudson Valley, but that was the only run Suarez allowed in that game. First pitch, breaking ball misses off the plate to Torrealba for ball one. But Yoander wins this battle, though, at least for the time being. Sits down Richardson and now gets Torrealba for the first time today. 1-0, one gone, bases empty, the pitch. Fastball misses just below the zone at 94 miles per hour on the gun, and it's 2-0. Torrealba at the dish. It's been a little bit of a struggle recently, just two for his last 16, playing in his 25th game of the season. 2-0. Swinging a sharp line drive through on the left side for a base hit. We have our first base hit of the ball game. It comes off the barrel of the nine batter, Eduardo Torrealba. And the Renegades have a man on with one gone as we go back to the top for Spencer Jones. Jones so far today, 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout.
With that base hit, Torrealba now, 6 hits shy of the Renegades' all-time record.
So here comes Jones with one on and one gone in the first pitch. In there for a called strike, goes to the heater that time, does Suarez. It's 0-1. Torrealba on the season. Four stolen bases with Hudson Valley. We'll see how aggressive he wants to be here as Suarez throws over, but he's back in time easily. And now the attention can focus towards home, and an 0-1 delivery upcoming to Spencer Jones, the number three prospect in the Yankees organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Righty arm on lefty bat, a high kick, the 0-1, breaking ball in there for a called strike. Down and in, just tucked it towards the knees of Jones, who has a quick word with the home plate umpire Sam Carey. And now Jones will need to get defensive behind 0-2. Jones, the only top 30 prospect on this Renegades team that is a bat. Out of the five that are in the top 30, the other four arms, 0-2. Misses downstairs, and it's a ball and two strikes now to the Hudson Valley center fielder.
And I always find it so interesting, the differences between different publications in their rankings. Jones, you mentioned number 3 for MLB Pipeline. He's number 7 for Baseball America. And Antonio Gomez is on that top 30 list, not for MLB Pipeline.
1-2 to Jones, a slow roller on the left side. The shortstop Lugo in his throw to first and off a hop in time gets Jones. A nice pick by Salazar. No shot really for the double play to be in effect with how slowly that ball was hit from Jones. So Lugo making the heads-up decision, retiring Jones on the 6-3 as Torrealba takes second in the process.
Yeah, and that was almost a disaster. Gill nearly colliding with Lugo, had to hightail it out of the way, and that's why Lugo spiked the throw.
So two gone, and a man in scoring position now for Alexander Vargas. Second consecutive lefty bat, first pitch, swing and a miss. 87 miles per hour that time from Suarez, and it's 0-1. Third baseman Gill playing well off the line, as he usually does. Mateo very comfortable to leave some real estate on his right side between he and the back. 0-1. Another big swing and a miss, and an uppercut swing at that that dropped Vargas to a knee, and he falls behind quickly 0-2. Alexander today 0-1, a swinging strikeout.
And a big reason why Gill playing off the line like that, Vargas, when he hits left-handed, very rarely takes the ball down the third base line.
Certainly more of a pull-side hitter. We'll see what he can do here behind 0-2. The pitch misses down and in, and a nice job by Parada to snare it with the mitt and keep it in front of him, making sure that Torrealba stays put at second base.
Well, the Pie Man is in attendance tonight, one of the Renegades' big fans that always comes out every game.
You'd have to imagine Brooklyn and Hudson Valley not too far away. A doable commute for those that want to make it happen, at least relative to some of the other opponents that the Cyclones see throughout the South Atlantic League, even in the North Division. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Yolander Suarez, 94, pumping gas. And he has himself 6 strikeouts through 3 innings. Keeps us scoreless through 2.5. Bottom third coming up on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Moving right along, we go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. We're scoreless between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades. 8-9-1 for Brooklyn here in the home half. Eduardo Salazar, Scott Oda, and then back to the top we go for Alex Ramirez. A lot up for grabs tonight, particularly from a Hudson Valley standpoint. Remember, with a win or a Greensboro loss, the Renegades clinch the first half North Division title, inking their spot in the postseason. But the Cyclones trying to play spoiler.
And to add to that, Johnny, scoreboard update for the Renegade fans tuning in. Right now, top of the fourth in North Carolina, Winston-Salem 3, Greensboro 1.
We will certainly keep you posted as that develops. And before any pitch is thrown here in the bottom half of the third inning, Eduardo Salazar called for a violation. So an 0-1 pitch to him, and he's laid on a fastball, and just like that, okay, it's 0-2. Bit of a wake-up call for Salazar, and right back to work. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Yulee misses low for ball one. Well, we mentioned earlier how quickly Tyrone Yulee, Renegade starter, has been working. That is on full display right now as a 1-2 pitch ties up Salazar for a called strike three. A breaking ball that just clipped the inside corner. Salazar doesn't like it, but Yuli has his third strikeout, the second of the looking variety. And there is one away just like that for Scott Oda with the bases empty in this scoreless tie.
No, that was a real nice sharp slider in on the hands of Salazar and really had no chance.
Right back to work goes Yuli, and the first pitch breaking ball is in there for a called strike to Oda. It's nothing and one. Oda making his home debut for Brooklyn. A one on the way. Wave and a miss. Popped out of the catcher's mitt of Gomez. And Oda behind quickly 0-2.
That's crazy, though. Oda, part of his second season in Brooklyn. And this is first official home game. Got hurt in the first three games of the season in 21 in Asheville.
0-2. Oda slices it foul on the left side. Count will stay right there. First time he's suiting up in front of the home crowd. It is weird to think about. But for whatever reason, a long-awaited Maimonides Park debut. And an 0-2 is a high chopper on the right side. Cows the second baseman in. He collects it. And an underhand toss on to first in time to get Oda for out number two.
That was a real nice play coming in there by Cows. Not only to pick it on the big hop, but to quickly transfer it on the shovel to the first baseman, Henson.
Now Alex Ramirez, bases empty, two gone. Yuli has only faced one off the minimum the first time through the order in the first pitch. Misses to Ramirez for ball one. The only base runner Brooklyn has had thus far, Abraham Almonte, a two-out walk back in the home first. One out of Ramirez. He takes. It's in there, though, for a called strike. And it's a 1-1 to Aram. Brooklyn in the home whites tonight. White tops, white pants, Ramirez, the red sleeves underneath. 1-1, misses up and in, and it's two balls and a strike now to Alex. Ramirez 0-1 today, flew out to right to start this ballgame. Or should say, start the Brooklyn bats at least, in the bottom of the first. 2-1, Ramirez hits it off the hands on the right side, similar spot. Richardson in, and he makes the catch for out number three. So two consecutive 1-2-3 frames for Tyrone Yuli for the Renegades. We're scoreless after three on Coney Island. Inning number four coming right up after a short break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Three, four, five, two up for the Renegades in the top of the fourth. Rafael Flores, Anthony Garcia, then Antonio Gomez, the three to bat in the frame against Yoander Suarez, Brooklyn starting pitcher in this scoreless tie. We got a pitcher's duel on our hands, folks. Only one hit so far between these two teams combined. It belongs to Hudson Valley. It came off the bat of Eduardo Torrealba in the top of the third, but he was stranded at second base. Brooklyn went down 1-2-3 in the home third. Brings us to where we are now. So now Flores, for the second time today, his first time up, struck out, but not in a traditional way, on a pitch clock violation. The good old sideways K in the scorecard, if you're following along with us at home. So now the Hudson Valley DH back up in that righty batter's box for the second time today. Suarez out of his full wind, a high left leg kick, and the first pitch is a breaking ball that tails down and away for ball one. Flores at 299 this season, playing in his 49th game with the Renegades. 1-0, fouled straight back into the netting, and it's a ball and a strike. Flores has hit safely in six of his last seven games played. He's also scored four runs during that span. A staple in the middle of this Renegades batting order all year. 1-1. Breaking ball out in front of it. And it's a ball and two strikes. A 74-mile-per-hour bender that time from Suarez, whose breaking ball has looked maybe as sharp as it's looked all year, Justin.
Absolutely. He's been using it more than he has all season.
Does he go back to it here ahead? 1-2. Into the wind. The pitch misses below the zone. Went to the changeup that time. Two balls and two strikes now to the righty batter, Flores. Interesting in that Flores bypassed Tampa, the low A level, went straight to Hudson Valley to start this year. 2-2, hit off the handle, right back to Suarez on the mound. He collects and a light toss over to first in time for out number one. So one gone now for Anthony Garcia, 0-1 today, grounded out to first, his first time up the dish. No score here in the top of the fourth between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. The final week of the first half at the high A level. Before we ring in half number two on Friday evening, right here at Maimonides Park. First pitch to Garcia, big swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Suarez started him out with the curve yet again. And Garcia couldn't put bat on ball. Righty arm on lefty bat. 0-1 pitch. Misses down and away. And it's a ball and a strike now. Garcia from Samana in the Dominican Republic. Undrafted free agent. Acquired back in July of 2017. 1-1, misses in the dirt, 95-mile-per-hour heater, and it's 2-1. It's one thing if you can't throw 95 to rely on the breaking ball as much as one might, but for Suarez, he checks the velocity box and then some mid-90s. Interesting to see as a 2-1 is swing and a miss, and it looks like something came up in the process.
I think that's one of those...
Was that a blade of turf?
No, I think it's one of those blast knobs that they put on the bottom of the bat. And went flying off on the follow-through from Garcia.
Either way, two balls, two strikes. I don't know if that was a piece of his cleat or a piece of Parada's catcher's mask or what have you, but either way... It is a 2-2 pitch upcoming. He deals. Cut on and miss strike three. Suarez just mowing down Renegade bats right now. Make it seven punch-outs now for him. And there are two away with the bases empty. We're still scoreless.
Yeah, and it's great to see Suarez finally hit that stride, especially for a guy who has dealt with so many injuries the last 2 years. Six starts in 21 before Tommy John surgery. Then, of course, didn't come back until late last year after recovering.
First pitch in there for a called strike to Antonio Gomez. It's nothing at one, that time 95. Yeah, Suarez, someone who, for what it's worth, coming into tonight, the ERA up over 7.5. It's been a bit of a bumpy roller coaster, if you will, this year. 0-1, misses down and away, a ball and a strike now to Gomez. But really seems to have found his footing tonight for whatever reason.
Got good stuff. It's just a matter of getting back into a routine and rhythm.
1-1. Misses low and away. And it's two balls and a strike now to Gomez. Gomez, last time up, walked in his only plate appearance tonight.
And command has been an issue at times for Suarez this year. But again, he's really hasn't pitched a full minor league season since before the pandemic.
2-1. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop, Lugo plays it to his left and fires a bullet over to first in time for out number three. Another 1-2-3 inning for Yoander Suarez, his second of that variety so far tonight, and it keeps us scoreless as we're through 3.5 from Coney Island. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
We've got some action out in the Atlantic Ocean beyond right field.
Are the Columbus Clippers coming to town?
Yeah, some sort of boat. Barely visible to our eyes, but...
Is Joe DiMaggio coming, the Yankee Clipper? Are we making the other guys' jokes? And is Mark Wahlberg coming?
Never know what you can expect here on Coney Island.
Although I think they filmed that scene right here at Maimonides Park. The Derek Jeter, Mark Wahlberg
right.
scene where they call him the Yankee Clipper.
Right.
Love it when something comes together
yeah,
like that.
It's just how you play that, right? We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. 2-3-4 for the Cyclones. First pitch, Kevin Parada, line drive, right center field, dropping quickly, and Richardson slides to make the catch. What a snare in right field by Grant Richardson. Not only to get to that baseball, but then gracefully slide onto the turf and make the catch. So one gone. Hard hit baseball off the bat of Parada, but it results in an out all the same. And now the first pitch to Almonte misses inside for ball one. It's 1-0. Tyrone Yuley, Renegade starter. Delivers a 1-0 pitch, misses off the plate. And it's 2-0 now to the lefty bat, Almonte.
Yeah, Yuli's retired everyone since he walked Almonte in the first.
2-0. Catches the outer half for a called strike. It's 2-1. Sometimes you can just tell when a pitcher is in a rhythm. And the pace is certainly there right now. 2-1 to Almonte, misses inside for ball three. So a 3-1 hitter's count, and for one of the first times today, we've seen Yuli fall behind in a count. 3-1. Misses outside ball four. So for the second time today, Tyrone Yuli has allowed a base runner, and for the second time today, that base runner has been Abraham Almonte, via a walk no less. So one on, one out for William Lugo, and we'll see if Brooklyn can take advantage of the Almonte walk, at least relatively speaking, more so than they did last time. Throw over to check on the runner, who is back. No score here in the bottom of the fourth. Almonte off of first, and William Lugo up to bat. Righty arm on righty bat, first pitch to him. Lugo swings and misses at the 92-mile-per-hour heater. And it's 0-1. Lugo trying to get the average up over 200 at a .190 entering play tonight. Hits this 0-1 pitch on the ground. This could be two. Vargas flips the cows for one. On to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3. We're through four in a scoreless tie from Maimonides Park. We'll take a short break. Come back on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We're still scoreless here from Maimonides Park, Cyclones and Renegades. First of a six-game set on this Tuesday night. We move to inning number five. Yoander Suarez, as you might expect, has only allowed one base hit so far, so he's back out there for inning number five. And to take the reins with the play-by-play, here's my partner in crime, Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on this Tuesday evening. June the 20th, 2023, first pitch of the fifth, fouled back by Ben Cowles. And the count is 0-1. Cowles, Henson, Richardson, 6-7 and 8. Due up for the Renegades in the inning. Renegades have the game's only base knock, the 0-1. And Cowles hammers one in the air to left. Does it have enough height? No, it does not. High off the second level of advertisements. Cowles on his way to second. Smith can't scoop the throw in from Oda. And safe at second base with a double is Cowles. What an adventure that play was. Cowles just barely missing a home run. Had to turn on the jets after Oda played it beautifully off the fence. Threw a strike over to second base, a hair off line, and Smith just couldn't find a way to pick it on the forehand. So for Cowles, that is his seventh double of the year. 102.6 miles an hour off the bat. And the Renegades have a man in scoring position and nobody out for Spencer Henson.
Thought for sure that ball was leaving the ballpark. Just as you mentioned, Justin, just didn't have the height. Certainly had the look of a ball that was going to leave it, though.
Yeah, one of the differences at Maimonides Park as opposed to some other minor league stadiums is Henson can't lay off the curveball. It's 0-1. Is that the second level of advertisements in left field are still in the field to play. You have to hit it over both right underneath the video board in order for it to be a home run. Sometimes there's a little gap between those two levels of advertisements. You can get it out. The 0-1 outside and low. It's 1-1. We had Cyclones employees wondering what the duck calls, the quacks, were here at Maimonides Park tonight. That's courtesy of some of the Renegade diehard fans that have made their way down from Wappingers Falls. And a Cyclone diehard fan, the Wolf, sitting right behind the Renegades diehard fan. I was going to say, Renegades fans making the trip down for a potential clincher today. Wolf was down in Wappingers Falls, or really should say up in Wappingers Falls, and the Cyclone through there back in May. And he and quite a few Cyclone diehards traveled around as Brooklyn made the postseason last year. As Henson takes a strike, it's 1-2. Not quite the cowbells the Cyclones were subject to the last 6 days in Aberdeen. Not cowbells, but cowbells. In honor of Cal Ripken, who obviously owns the team as part of Ripken Baseball. 1-2 to Henson. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball. Down and away. Another strikeout for Yoander Suarez. That now matches his season-high 8 strikeouts, back-to-back 8 strikeout games for the right-hander. His career high 10 prior to his Tommy John surgery. That happened back in July of 2019. Grant Richardson struck out his first time. Lefty batter with a slightly open stance. And the righty's first pitch, Richardson takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll get you the answer in the bottom of the sixth. But the Mets and Astros playing against one another this week. Mets a big 11-1 win last night to open up that series against the reigning world champs. 0-1, high in the air, right side. In and towards his left is De Los Santos into foul. Ground makes the grab. On to the warning track, fires in, cut off behind the mound by Lugo. But a tremendous running grab from fair to foul ground for Omar. And there are two out now in the top of the fifth. So, man at second, two out for Eduardo Torrealba, had the game's first hit. Single to left was stranded at second in the third. But the Mets, an 11-1 win last night, was their first win in Houston in 12 years. Righty offers. Torrealba takes a called strike. It's 0-1 so long ago. Last time it happened, I was still a freshman at Penn State, closing out my first full year as a college student. But last one, May 15th, 2011. So our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night is, who is the Mets' winning pitcher that day? In 2011, as Torrealba wears that fastball at 93. Eduardo unfazed, looked like it caught him on the elbow guard. But two on and two out for the most vaunted hitter in this Renegade lineup, Spencer Jones. It's a tough question, that trivia question, but me, a baseball nerd, loves it just because of all the random players we're going to get to mention after after we give an answer. Victor Ramos racing out of the first base dugout to have a talk with Suarez.
Now, let me ask you this, Justin, because I do recall seeing a similar thing that was put out there on the Twitter sphere, let's call it, recently. Was it the pitcher that started that game for the Mets that was the winning pitcher?
Yes.
All right, so then I know the answer, but I'll...
We'll play spoiler. We'll let Johnny spoil the tidbit in the bottom half of the sixth inning, but there are quite a few former Cyclones that were in the lineup that day for the Mets in Houston. What's happened for those two franchises since 2011? Astros and the Mets have undergone uniform changes since that day. Mets, though, more back to their traditional, although you can say the Astros did the same there, too. Back when Houston was a National League team.
Of course.
It's funny, it feels like that happens with every generation. My dad still thinks of the Brewers as an American League team. They moved over to the NL, I think, in 97, the first year of interleague play. And I'm sure you and I still, despite all the World Series rings, still somewhat view Houston as an NL team. As Jones, a one-hop ground ball. Oh, what a backhanded pick by Lugo. Steps on the second base bag for the force, inning over. Jones hit a C, 97 miles an hour off the bat. Lugo had to play it on the short hop and does it gorgeously to strand a pair aboard. Halfway home on this Tuesday night, Hudson Valley and Brooklyn are scoreless on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley scoreless. Renegades, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left four. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, no errors. They have stranded one so far tonight. Opening up this two-week homestand, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Renegades trying to clinch a playoff berth. Brooklyn trying to finish the first half on a positive note before the second half gets underway on Friday. A little bit chilly for a late June evening, but happy to be with you from Coney Island. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos. Misses up and in for ball one. Only two base runners for Brooklyn, both on walks. 1-0 from Yuli, and De Los Santos off the hands up the third baseline. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Looking around the South Atlantic League in the bottom of the fifth inning, Winston-Salem has now jumped back in front of Greensboro, bottom of the fifth inning, the dash of 5-4 lead. If that score holds, no matter what happens here, the Renegades win the North. The 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. You look at the standings right now, three games up on Greensboro with three games left to play entering today. The reason why Greensboro's still alive, they have the tiebreaker over the Renegades. Breaking pitch inside, and De Los Santos ahead, three balls and one strike. Top of the seventh in Wilmington, Blue Rocks a 4-1 lead on Aberdeen. Ironbird sent a lot of their players after the game on Sunday up to Double-A Bowie. As De Los Santos fouls it to the right, it's 3-2. Judd Fabian, reason why Gene Pinto was scratched from the game on Sunday, he went up to Double-A Bowie. Keegan Gillies, who only gave up two hits in the South Atlantic League this year, the latter of which the two-run home run, or rather base hit by Drake Osborne. As De Los Santos swings and misses for strike three. Tyrone Yuli, his fourth strikeout. Second time De Los Santos has been punched out swinging. One out in the bottom of the fifth. Here is DeAndre Smith. Smith ground out to third his first time. Righty's first pitch, and DeAndre another ground ball to third. Backing up on it, Torrealba. Low throw, dugout on the back end. No! They say it wasn't in time. Henson bobbled it. The throw from third by Torrealba was spiked in the turf. It looked like Henson made a clean backhanded pick from our vantage point. Take a look back at the replay, and Henson did bounce it off the turf before regathering. Great call by the base umpire, McConnell. So still no base hit for Brooklyn, but Smith aboard on the throwing error. One on, one out for Mateo Gill. Swinging a ground ball to short, could be two. Vargas flips for one. Cowles back to first. Double play, inning over. So for the second straight inning, Brooklyn gets a man aboard without the benefit of a base hit. And for the second straight inning, Brooklyn grounds into an inning-ending double play. Five innings complete here from Coney Island, still scoreless on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
So for the first time in his career, Yoander Suarez is going to work into the sixth inning. Career high tying five frames so far tonight. Suarez, 76 pitches to this point in the ballgame, is season high 86. Just so great to see Suarez, one, healthy, and two, back to doing the many things that made him a top 30 prospect before injuries through his last two seasons for a curve. Alexander Vargas, Rafael Flores, Anthony Garcia. 3-2 up in the inning. Vargas has struck out twice. Switch hitter from the left-hand side, and Suarez first toss. Hit on the ground, right side, big chop. Fielded by Salazar, flips it to Suarez. Had some trouble finding the bag with his feet, but ends up getting there in time. One pitch, one out in the top half of the sixth inning. Brings up Rafael Flores, 0-2, has struck out and grounded out to the mound. Arconi Combo's trivia question of the night. Mets winning yesterday for the first time in Houston since May 15, 2011. Arconi Combo's trivia question: who was the starting pitcher and winning pitcher in that game for the Mets? No, we already have a couple of correct answers in just from the press box area alone. I know Johnny knows the answer, even though he hasn't said it out publicly.
Well, that would be just ruining the fun. Come on now, Justin.
Johnny is not here to spoil the party. First pitch to Flores. Curveball misses high. It's one ball and no strikes. Renegades trying to clinch a playoff berth for the first time since 2019 when they lost in the New York Penn League semifinals to the Cyclones. This rolled over on the ground to third. Backhanded by Gill. Overhand throw in time. And there are two out. Brings up Anthony Garcia, 0-2, a ground out to first and a strikeout swinging tonight. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League, end of five, Hickory leading Asheville 3-2. Jersey Shore on top of Rome, 2-0, moving to the bottom of the fourth inning. And right now, Bowling Green and Greenville, one of the other games that have major implications in terms of postseason seeding. Right now, in a delayed start due to rain. That out in Kentucky against the Hot Rods as Garcia takes inside for ball one. The right-hander curls and fires, and Garcia takes down and in. It's two balls and no strikes. Hope everybody had a wonderful Father's Day on Sunday. Do anything good with your dad on Sunday, Johnny?
Nothing too crazy. The family went out and enjoyed some lunch and dinner. I, unfortunately, was cooped up with a little bit of an illness, but all good now.
2-0 is in for a strike. It's 2-1. So first and foremost, we're just happy to have Johnny healthy and with us on this Tuesday night.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Justin.
But I hope your dad had a wonderful Father's Day.
He did.
Shout out to all our fathers on the Cyclones staff as Garcia takes outside 3-1.
How about yourself?
It was just so great. We got back late on Sunday night, but after a great win, a strong finish to the road trip, and talked about it a little bit on Sunday, but just the ability to see my dad on Father's Day after so many years being 1,000 miles away as Garcia takes down and in for ball four was just such an unbelievable joy, even if it was only for about 90 minutes on actually Father's Day.
Right.
It was good enough for me and him. And I know my mom was thrilled to have me home on Father's Day as well. Just, you know what it is. You grew up a Mets fan as well. Not too far away here from Brooklyn, New York City, Queens. It's special to be here at home doing something you love.
Well said. Absolutely.
One on, two out for Antonio Gomez. Has walked and grounded out to short tonight. And he swings and pulls it foul at the third base line. It's 0-1. But shout out to our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant GM, Billy Harner, our MC, the man in red, King Henry, all celebrating Father's Day on Sunday. We hope each of them and each of you had a wonderful Father's Day with whomever and wherever you may have spent it. The 0-1 popped in the air, right-hand side. Smith to his left, backpedaling Salazar. Smith calls for in fair ground with two hands, squeezes it for the final out of the sixth inning. So Brooklyn works around a two-out walk. strands a man aboard to the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn still looking for their first hit. Salazar, Oda, Ramirez due up on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Brooklyn is still looking for their first hit. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Got a great weekend of promotions coming your way. Thursday, our soccer night. First 1,500 fans will get a specially made Brooklyn soccer jersey. Friday night, our first bobblehead night of the season. Jeff McNeil, Hit King bobblehead for the first 1,500 fans. Saturday is our DC Comics night, a Joker bobblehead. The first 1,500 fans in attendance, a special ticket needed on Sunday for the Paw Patrol backpack, but it'll also be first 1,000 fans get a Cyclone sunglasses giveaway. So make sure you come out to Maimonides Park for a boatload of promotions and giveaways this weekend. Salazar fouls off the first pitch of the home sixth. It's 0-1. Struck out looking his first time against Yuli, just his 59th pitch, and he takes outside. Salazar does. It's one ball and one strike. Chill in the air as the wind blows in and towards the first base line. Salazar takes a called strike 1-2. This game going somewhat similar to what we saw the last 2 days in Aberdeen, Saturday and Sunday. There was no score until Brooklyn broke up the no-hit bid in the top half of the sixth inning. And then on Sunday, no scoring until the seventh. 1-2, off the plate away. It's two balls and two strikes. Right now on Coney Island, 68 degrees. Real feel at 66. The wind, the 2-2. Salazar, a chopper up the middle, coming on the shortstop Vargas to his left. And he'll make the play on to Henson for the first out of the sixth inning. Now it is Scott Oda, ground out to second his first time. Get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Our question today, though, was the Mets last night, an 11-1 win in Houston against the Astros. As this one rolled on the ground to first, gobbled up there by Henson, who takes it to the bag himself for the second out. So two quick outs for Yuli, 63 pitches for him through 5 2/3. Brings up the top of the order and Alex Ramirez, who has flied to right twice. But Mets winning in Houston yesterday, first time since May 15th, 2011. Who was the winning pitcher and the starting pitcher for the Mets that day? On May the 15th, 2011. Righty's first toss. And Ramirez takes a called strike at 0-1. But Johnny, I think you knew the answer.
Oh, of course it was none other than Chris Capuano.
Chris Capuano was the man who made the start that day. As Ramirez takes low, it's 1-1. There were just a boatload of names to the point where, like, you couldn't remember them even being on the Mets in that game. The 1-1 high, it's 2-1. Chris Capuano, Taylor Buchholz, Tim Burdack, Jason Isringhausen at the tail end of his career, and K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez, were the five arms the Mets used that day to come away with a win at Minute Maid Park. Ramirez takes a strike. It's 2-2. The Mets won that game 7-4, largely because Justin Turner had a double, a homer, and five RBIs in that game. As Ramirez takes it on the outside corner, strike three looking. Six no-hit shutout innings so far tonight for Yuli. That his fifth punch-out. A far cry from six runs on five hits against Brooklyn back on May the 17th. We head to the seventh. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley still in a scoreless draw on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So how about this? Yoander Suarez has already completed a career-high six innings tonight, has matched his season high with 86 pitches, and he's back to work in the top half of the seventh inning. Cowles, Henson, and Richardson do up. And do up to the microphone, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. With some action brewing in that Brooklyn bullpen, so we'll see how much longer the leash is on Yoander Suarez here. But we have ourselves a pitcher's duel. We're scoreless as we enter inning number seven, and Yoander Suarez has only allowed two base hits all night. He gets 6-7-8 in the Hudson Valley batting order to start the seventh, and the first pitch of the frame is a breaking ball that misses down and away to Ben Cowles for ball one. Cowles so far today, 1-for-2, has one of those two Hudson Valley hits when he doubled in the fifth. Suarez right back to work, 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses up and away, and it's a ball and a strike to the Hudson Valley second baseman. Cowles, the former Maryland Terrapin, taken in the 10th round of the 2021 MLB Draft. 2-0. Cowles takes this fastball just off the plate, and Suarez falls behind quickly 3-0. Cowles really enjoyed his final season in College Park, 18 homers to lead the Big Ten. 3-0 from Suarez, swinging a foul ball up over our heads towards the parking lot. And a 3-1 hitter's count now for Cowles. Those 18 homers, fourth highest in program history. One of the all-time greats at UMD. 3-1, misses inside and twists him around in the process. So Ben Cowles is aboard via the walk to start this top of the seventh, with nobody out in this scoreless tie.
Brendan Hardy has been up in Brooklyn's bullpen. And Suarez now at a season-high 91 pitches. And looks like Chris Newell coming out, but not a walk. And, well, never mind. Looked like he had a walk that with a purpose to have a talk with Suarez, but instead a pitching change.
Well, it certainly was a brisk walk from Newell, but he raised the right hand and pointed his finger towards the Brooklyn bullpen to indicate a pitching change. Brendan Hardy in. Suarez's day is done after a very efficient outing, but the runner on first is responsibility with Hardy coming in to try to limit the damage. We'll take a break on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Brendan Hardy on for the first time since last Wednesday. Hardy 6'4", 170. Will turn at 24 in December from Gulfport, Mississippi. But Hardy left that last outing in some pain, left with an apparent injury, but spoke to Brendan after that ball game. He wanted to keep going that night. And Brendan was up in the bullpen when the game ended on Sunday, and now back on the hill tonight with Henson at the plate.
Up in a big spot here, Justin. This scoreless tie in the top of the seventh, a runner on first and nobody out. And the first pitch he throws is a fastball that's fouled straight back into the netting. It's 0-1. Yoander Suarez was just magnificent. Six innings, only two hits. Ties a season high, eight strikeouts to three walks. But the runner on first base, Cows, is his responsibility. He was one of those three walks. A healthy-sized lead off of first, and the 0-1 misses outside with the breaking ball. And it's a ball and a strike to Spencer Henson. Tough day at the office for Spencer so far. 0-2, two swinging strikeouts. Out of the seven spot for Hudson Valley, playing first base tonight. Righty arm on righty bat, gaping hole on the right side for him, with the first baseman Salazar holding the runner on, and Hardy wants time. Paces off the mound, back onto the green-shaded turf just behind it. Appears to be adjusting his belt, tucking in that jersey completely all the way around the waist. And now he toes the first base side of the slab, ready to deal a 1-1 pitch upcoming. Comes set just about at his chin. Now a high kick. And the 1-1, good breaking ball and a swing and a miss over the top of it from Henson, a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn in the bottom half, a chance to counter 2-3-4. Parada, Almonte, and Lugo as the Cyclone bats try to muster their first base hit of the night. Hardy ahead, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sat down Henson, ninth strikeout so far for Brooklyn pitching, and the first of Hardy. Welcome to the ballgame, Brendan. And there's one gone, a big-time punch-out. Now Grant Richardson with one away and a runner still on first base.
Yeah, between Brooklyn and St. Lucie this year, Hardy came into play today with a strikeout rate of 50%. That means half the guys he's faced have walked back to the dugout after a strikeout.
Now Richardson, first pitch to him, misses towards his spikes for ball one. Hudson Valley, no runs on two hits. The base runners have been at a minimum on both sides tonight. Pitching at a premium, and Hardy trying to keep that narrative intact. A ball and no strikes, here's the pitch. Misses down and in yet again. And it's now 2-0, that time 85 miles per hour from Hardy to Grant Richardson, 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout to right. Eduardo Torrealba on deck has been on base twice, single and a walk. Out of the nine spot, but one of the more dangerous threats tonight for the Renegades. 2-0, swing and a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball was Richardson. It's two balls and one strike. More and more night sky starting to take shape here on Coney Island with some stray clouds overhead and the lights illuminating the field of play below. 2-1 pitch. Misses just off the plate for ball three with the 93-mile-per-hour heater. So now a 3-1 hitter count for Grant Richardson. Third baseman Gill deep in the hole, well off the line. And a 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. And Hardy fights back to work the count full. Richardson from Fishers, Indiana. Only about an hour and 20 minutes from Indiana University of Bloomington, where he attended school. A Big Ten baseball player was Richardson, and a pretty good one at that. Waiting on a payoff as Hardy steps off. Hit 320 in his final year with the Hoosiers in 2021, did Richardson. Seven homers to go along with 33 RBIs. 17th round selection, waiting on a payoff. Here's the pitch. He takes low and away for ball four. Runner was going, but it doesn't matter. So men on first and second with one out. Second walk of the inning issued by a Brooklyn pitcher. The first from Brendan Hardy. And that puts Cows on second base with Richardson behind him on first. And still only one out for maybe the most productive player offensively so far tonight for Hudson Valley, Eduardo Turrialba, a single and a walk. So Hardy will need to bear down if he wants to keep this game scoreless. Play to any base other than home. First and second, one out. First pitch from Hardy. Misses down and away, and it's 1-0. Always nice to get production out of the bottom of your batting order. And Turrialba tonight was one of only a few men who was able to figure out Yoander Suarez, Brooklyn starter, who dazzled through six frames. Short Turrialba would love for this to be the third time he reaches. Pitch, both runners go. Throw down to third is a good one, but not in time. A successful double steal. Cows up to third, Richardson to second. It wasn't a bad throw at all from Parada, but Cows just got a great jump on that pitch. And now two in scoring position for Turrialba and a 1-1 count on the right-handed hitter. So the infield will move in where brown-shaded turf meets green-shaded turf on this entirely turf field. With one out, the play is to home in this scoreless tie. Hardy out of the stretch. Gets the sign from Parada. Both runners a healthy-sized lead. But the fielder's paying no mind. The 1-1. A laser to left field, dropping quickly, and it's in for a base hit. One run home to score. Here comes another. The throw to the plate is in time. He's out. Scott Oda on a clothesline, and Kevin Parada applies the tag. Hudson Valley grabs the lead, but it could have been way worse for Brooklyn.
That's the second great throw we've seen in from left field tonight by Scott Oda. Nearly nabbed Cowles trying to tally a double earlier tonight. But another fantastic throw, this time gunning down a runner at the plate.
Now we go back to the top for Spencer Jones. Amidst all that chaos, Turrialba able to take second base. So another man in scoring position, but now two away in a 1-0 Renegades lead. First pitch misses up and into Jones, and it's 1-0. Well, Oda making the most of his home debut. But at the end of the day, it is the Renegades who do now hop out in front 1-0. 1-0 the count on Jones. Hardy glances back towards the second base bag, and now the pitch. Misses in the dirt. Parada quick to his feet. And it's 2-0 now to the left-handed hitting Jones. Spencer out of Vanderbilt. First round selection in the 2022 draft by the Yankees organization. Riding a seven-game hitting streak is Spencer, during which he's hitting .464 with three homers, five extra base hits, seven runs scored. 2-0 to him. Swing and a miss. And you see the uppercut swing there from Jones. Wanted to tattoo that baseball. But all for naught, and it's 2-1. Two balls, a strike, two outs. Renegades just hopped out to a 1-0 lead. Brendan Hardy trying to make sure this lead expands no larger. 2-1. Tapped on the left side. This ball is foul. Jones just hit it off the end of the bat. And the count moves now to 2-2 to Spencer. Should we continue, Alexander Vargas would be next. Both Jones, who stands in now, and Vargas on deck, 0-3 thus far today. 3-0 Torrealba, about 3 or 4 strides off the second base bag. Shortstop Lugo shaded towards him. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Hardy got him, but not before Hudson Valley scratches one across on an RBI base knock from Eduardo Torrealba. It's 1-0 Renegade, stretch time in Brooklyn on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, still a goose egg in the runs column, still a goose egg in the hits column for Chris Newell's Cyclones as we enter the bottom of the seventh. Tyrone Yuley back out there for a seventh inning of work, as you might expect. He has been on his A game, to say the least. That might be an understatement. Only 68 pitches so far tonight for Yuley, and he is now set to face 2-3-4 for the Cyclones batting order, Parada, Almonte, and Lugo. And for the first time tonight, Yuley has the luxury of pitching with a lead after the Renegades played a run in the top half of the frame. Kevin Parada for the third time today, 0-2, flew out to left, lined out to right. Righty arm on righty bat, the pitch. Misses inside for ball one. 82-mile-per-hour change from Yuley. It's 1-0. Yuley quick to work. 1-0 pitch. Parada swings and misses at a pitch that probably would have been ball two down and away, but instead it's a ball and a strike now to the Brooklyn catcher. Parada bat off the right shoulder. 1-1. Swing and a flare off the handle of the bat to the second baseman. Cowles camps under and makes the one-handed catch for out number one. So Parada now 0-3 on the day. A lot of 0-1s looking up and down this Brooklyn lineup. Brings up Abraham Almonte with the bases empty and one gone. Almonte, despite the lack of success for Brooklyn offensively as a whole, has reached base twice tonight, both times via the walk. One in the first and one in the fourth. First pitch to him, and Almonte taking all the way. It's a called strike. He was practically out of the batter's box as that pitch was crossing home plate. But now he's back in, waiting on an 0-1. Here's the pitch. Almonte takes up and away for ball one, a ball and a strike. 1-0 Hudson Valley here in the bottom of the seventh as the Renegades are trying to clinch the North Division in this first half. 1-1. Misses badly away. It's 2 balls and a strike. They can do just that with either a win or a Greensboro loss. I'm not sure anyone out there on the field is keeping track of what Greensboro is doing, considering the narrative that this game is taking on. 2-1, misses down and in, and it's 2-2 to Almonte. No Brooklyn hits so far tonight. If that wasn't enough to get the juices going for Hudson Valley, throw on the fact they can clinch the division. 3-1, misses outside ball four, and for the third time tonight, Abraham Almonte has drawn a walk. This time a one-out walk, which was exactly what happened in the bottom of the fourth. You fast forward one batter later, and William Lugo hit into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. We'll see if Lugo has a different thought in store here. Throw over to check on Almonte, who had to scurry back in there standing, but safely. And now the attention dealt towards Lugo, the right-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch to him, misses inside, and Lugo raises his arms up in the air so the pitch didn't hit the elbow, and it's a ball and no strikes. Defense in their usual spots. Outfield perhaps playing a bit deep for Lugo, the cleanup batter. Swings and misses at a 1-0 offering. And it's one ball and one strike now to number 26 in white and red. First baseman Henson holding on Almonte. 1-1. Swing and a tapper foul. And it's a ball and two strikes. Tough day for Williams so far. Mention that 6-4-3 double play in the fourth. His only other plate appearance concluded the bottom of the first, a looking strikeout. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Lugo takes a called strike three in towards the hips. Borderline pitch from Yuli, but he got the call from home plate umpire Sam Carey. He's got six strikeouts on the night so far. Fourth of the looking variety. And now he gets Omar De Los Santos with two gone. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos hits it high in the air behind home plate. Foul. This one will land in the seats. 0-1 to Omar. De Los Santos has been a punch-out victim not once but twice. Both swinging. In fact, the only swinging strikeouts that Yuli has garnered tonight. 1-0 Hudson Valley, a runner on first. Two gone in the 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, two. And Omar will need to get defensive now, falling behind 0-2. Yuli is now up over 80 pitches on the night. This next one will be his 83rd of the evening. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. De Los Santos down on strikes. Seven punch-outs for Yuli. Seven hitless innings for Yuli. And he preserves a 1-0 Hudson Valley lead as we move to the eighth. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching on the Valley Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
New pitcher in the game for Brooklyn. It is Dylan Tabrock who enters this ball game now and comes on in a very interesting spot. Cyclones pitching has been stellar all night. Hudson Valley, one run on three hits, but they have received no offensive support as the Cyclones, no runs, no hits as we enter inning number eight. And now the task for Tabrock to keep this a 1-0 ball game here in the eighth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Not only is Hudson Valley six outs away from their first full season playoff berth, but they are also six outs away now from a no-hitter. Worth noting, the only two no-hitters the Renegades have ever thrown as a team were against Mets affiliates, the Cyclones and the Pittsfield Mets back in 2000. Alexander Vargas, the first man to face to Brock. And the first pitch fastball is low. 4-1. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Vargas swings, hits a roller up the first base line. And it's even at 1-1. Final line for Brendan Hardy goes an inning. No runs, one hit, a walk, struck out two. 18 pitches, 10 strikes. The final official line for Suarez, unfortunately for him, leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. One of the best outings of his professional career. Vargas lifts one in the air left field. Coming on is Oda, and he'll make the grab above his cap for the first out of the eighth inning. But Suarez, 6-plus innings, that a career high, just one run on two hits, walked three, tied a season best with 8 strikeouts, season high 90 pitches and 55 strikes. Right now, looking at Hudson Valley's left field bullpen, there is a man standing atop a bullpen mound, but not a whole lot of throwing going on as Flores takes outside and low. It is 1-0. To Brock, last pitched on Saturday, it was outstanding, closing out Brooklyn's shutout win. The 1-0 is low, and it's 2-0. To Brock, 0-1, a 2.55 ERA, making his 10th relief appearance, 11th overall. 10 hits in 17 and two-thirds innings, 6 walks, 28 strikeouts. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Big follow-through from Flores, it's 2-1. To Brock, 2 innings, no runs, a hit, struck out 3 on Saturday. Predominantly fastball slider. The 2-1, missing down and away, it's 3-1. American flag out in center, blowing in and towards first base. To Brock, ready at his waist, the 3-1. And that's inside and high for 4. Didn't miss by much, but to Brock issues a rare walk. And there is 1-1 in the top of the 8th. 1-0 game, and Anthony Garcia stepping in. Garcia walked his last time, has struck out and grounded out sharply to first. So Brock works from the first base side of the hill, his first pitch, and Garcia drives one in the air to right. Back goes De Los Santos to his right, slows down onto the warning track, and makes the grab for the second out. This is one of the toughest places to hit a ball out, and Anthony Garcia gave it a ride, 396 feet, but ends up with an F9 on his score sheet. And there are 2 out now in the top of the 8th inning for Antonio Gomez. Especially with the wind blowing in the way it is. Gomez 0-2 with a walk. Popped up to second his last time. To Brock with a cross step towards third. And the first pitch buried in the dirt down and away. It's 1-0. To Brock, since joining the bullpen after being reinstated off the IL in mid-May, a 1.23 ERA and a 42.9% strikeout rate. Has adapted to his change of roll from starter to bullpen darn well. The 1-0, and a late on a fastball is Gomez. It's 1-1. 95 that time from the right-hander. To Brock, 6'3", 218. Will turn 24 next month from Cold Spring, Minnesota. The 1-1, fastball off the outside edge at 96. And it's 2-1. Ben Cowles, the second baseman, waiting on deck. 6-7, 8-2 up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the inning. 2-1 from Tabrock. And Gomez grabs it off the end of the lumber out of play. It's 2-2. Gomez, one of the guys who's on Baseball America's list of top prospects for the Yankees, not on MLB.com. Gomez, number 29 on their midseason re-rank. Gifted defensive catcher. The 2-2 This is a soft ground ball up the middle, fielded by Smith behind the mound. Steps on the second base bag, and the side is retired. So for Hudson Valley in the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, one man left on a walk. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hudson Valley six outs away from history. They're making a pitching change. Don't go anywhere on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Tyrone Yulee threw seven no-hit innings, but his day is done. If Hudson Valley is going to make this thing happen, it would be from a combined standpoint. And the man on to try to keep that moving is Carlos Gomez. Gomez will get Smith, Gill, and Salazar here in the bottom of the eighth for Brooklyn. Smith this year with Hudson Valley. The ERA, Justin, up over six.
DeAndre Smith, the first man to face him in the first pitch, breaking ball. This is down and in for ball one. Gomez making his 21st appearance, 2-2, a 6.18 ERA, the 1-0. Off the plate outside and high. It's two balls and no strikes. 29 hits allowed in 27 and two-thirds innings. Does have a save. 17 walks, 35 strikeouts as Smith takes outside for ball three. Gomez last pitched against Rome. That was on Thursday. Suffered a blown save. Gave up three runs on four hits in an inning and two-thirds. As Smith thought he had ball four, but a called strike on the outside corner. It is 3-1. Gomez allowed two unearned runs against Brooklyn over two appearances at Heritage Financial Park. The 3-1 now outside and low, ball four. And Smith aboard with a leadoff walk. First time tonight, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man aboard. And here is Mateo Gill. You look at the numbers for Gomez. They gave up two unearned runs on one hit in three innings against the Cyclones back in May. The latter of the two appearances earned the win in their most recent meeting, game two of that Sunday double dip. First pitch to Mateo Gill is at the letters for a called strike one. Final official line for Yulee. Seven no-hit and shutout innings, three walks, all to one batter, Abraham Almonte, and struck out seven. Throwback to first, and Smith dives in. Yulee, 83 pitches, 51 strikes. Renegades a 1-0 lead. Six outs away from a postseason berth as Gill takes up and in with a breaking pitch. It's even at one ball and one strike. Looking at the other score of note for the Renegades tonight, over in Greensboro, Winston-Salem leading the Grasshoppers 7-5 in the seventh. As Gill takes high, it's two balls and one strike. Smith, good speed over at first base, the 2-1. Breaking ball high, it's three balls and one strike. Eduardo Salazar, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Hudson Valley in the road grays. Brooklyn in the home whites. The 3-1. This popped in the air, right-hand side. Long run for Richardson to his left in foul ground. Slides, and he won't get there. Bounces off the warning track. Richardson and Cowles, the second baseman who chased after it, both all right. And it's now full 3-2 on Mateo. Gill, two hits, two RBIs in Brooklyn's win on Sunday. Has really surged for the Cyclones dating back to that series in Hudson Valley against the Renegades. Since May the 18th, middle of that series, Gill as good a power hitter as anyone in the circuit. 3-2. Lifted right center field. Playable to his right for Richardson. Now backpedaling makes the grab. And Gill retired for the first out in the eighth inning. So one down, one on. And here is Eduardo Salazar. Salazar ground out to short, struck out looking tonight. He is 0 for 2. Gomez leans in over that front left leg. His first pitch. And Salazar takes off the plate outside. It's 1-0. Just four of Gomez's first 12 pitches have been strikes. Chance of let's go Cyclones echoing out. As Salazar looks at a breaking pitch across. It's even at 1-1. Gomez predominantly fastball, slider, curveball. The 1-1. And Salazar takes another strike. It's 1-2. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Renegades a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the 8th inning. The 1-2, Salazar, a flipper down the right field line. This one off the screen. And will remain at a ball and two strikes. Renegades five outs away from a postseason berth. Five outs away from adding a piece of history to their franchise as well. Brooklyn has had a bevy of base runners, but all of them on walks or errors tonight. The 1-2. And Salazar watches the breaking ball drop in there. Strike three called. First strikeout tonight for Gomez. Renegades now four outs away. And here is the left fielder, Scott Oda. He kept it a one-run game in the seventh with a great throw to cut down a runner trying to score from second. Smith leads off first. He reached on a walk. First pitch to Oda is high for ball one. Oda reinstated off the IL prior to last week's series against Aberdeen. Lefty hitter with an open stance. The 1-0. Oda swings and puts it in the air to right. Back goes Richardson to the warning track in front of the fence. Makes the catch to end the inning. This ballpark just barely big enough to hold it. Scott Oda coming a matter of inches away from breaking up the no-no and the shutout. And providing Brooklyn the lead instead, the Renegades will take that no-hit bid into the ninth. We are through eight, still 1-0 Gades on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Dylan DeBrock back to the mound, top of the ninth inning. Renegades three outs away from clinching their first full season playoff berth and three outs away from their third ever no-hitter. Tyrone Uhle and Carlos Gomez have combined on eight no-hit shutout innings tonight. Ben Cowles, Spencer Henson, Grant Richardson. The three due up to bat in the ninth inning. Renegades only fared marginally better at the plate tonight. Brooklyn's only given up a run on three hits. And Cowles attacks the first pitch and fouls it back out of play. It is 0-1. Cowles has scored the game's only run. Walked, stole third, and scored on the base hit by Torrey Alba. As that one at the knees to Cowles. And the count 0-2. No action in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen, so it'll be Gomez tasked to try and finish off the ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn scheduled to send the top of their lineup, Ramirez, Parada, and Almonte to the plate. The 0-2, and this swinging bunt into the lefty batter's box, foul ball. It stays at no balls and two strikes. Looking across the South Atlantic League right now, Winston-Salem leading Greensboro 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh. And the Renegades trying to make that score a moot point. The 0-2 just off the outside. Black, it's 1-2. Wilmington beating Aberdeen 7-6 today in Delaware. That's the only final. Hickory leading Asheville 4-3 in the eighth. Jersey Shore on top of Rome 5-1 in the sixth. The 1-2. Outside and low, it's 2-2. Bowling Green and Greenville finally underway. That game scoreless at the top of the second at about an hour-plus rain delay at the start. DeBrock sets at the belt. His 2-2. Gals checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says McConnell. And from 0-2 to three balls and two strikes. Spencer Henson, Grant Richardson. If anyone reaches, Torrey Alba to follow. The payoff. And Cowles, high fly ball in the center. Ramirez underneath it makes the grab with two hands. And there is one away in the top half of the ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out tonight, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and look ahead to game two of this 12-game homestand and six-game series. All that after the final out on the recap report. Spencer Henson has struck out in all three at-bats tonight, and he takes a slider in the dirt from DeBrock. It is 1-0. Renegades have not announced their probable starter for tomorrow. Need to make a roster move to get him on the active roster. As Henson swings and misses, it's 1-1. Fastball up. Jeffrey Colon will get the ball for Brooklyn in game two of the series tomorrow night. A 1-1. This a little swinging bunt up the first base line, but kicks just foul before it goes over the first base bag. It's 1-2. For those of you wondering, the last time Brooklyn was no-hit, have to go back to June 18th, 2016. And ironically enough, it was also against a Yankee affiliate. It was in Staten Island. But Brooklyn scored a run that day, lost 2-1 and 10. As this one pulled foul off the third base line, it's still 1-2. But this game still not only a no-hit bid, but Brooklyn still very much within striking distance to win this ballgame. A 1-2. Henson in the air, left center field. Back into his left on the move, Oda. And in front of the National Grid signage, hauls it in for the second out.
Oda's looked really impressive defensively and left tonight, whether it be covering plenty of ground on plays like that. Obviously, we saw his rifle of a throw to home to make what could have been a two-run play into just a one-run play. You have to like what you've seen from Oda covering all that ground out there and left and looking pretty darn good doing it.
So here comes Grant Richardson. Walked his last time. He is 0 for 2. And the first pitch to him yanked foul down the right field line. It is 0-1. Renegades, one run, three hits, one error. They have left seven. Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, no errors. They have left three. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Richardson stepping in the bucket there. And to Brock ahead, no balls and two strikes. Eduardo Torrealba waiting on deck. Renegades 1, Cyclones nothing. So Brock gets the one he wants. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the elevated off speed pitch. And to Brock strikes out his first batter of the night to close out a 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning. So here we go. Bottom of the ninth. Hudson Valley 3 outs away from a postseason berth. 3 outs away from a little bit of franchise history as well. Ramirez, Parada, Almonte. The toughest part of Brooklyn's lineup. Do up. Don't move a muscle. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Carlos Gomez back to the mound. We're either going to see an amazing Cyclones comeback or a dogpile to end all dogpiles for the Renegades. A postseason berth and a bit of franchise history on the line as well. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, Abraham Almonte. The three due up in the bottom of the ninth. Cyclones still looking for their first base hit. Gomez walked the leadoff man in the eighth and retired three straight. And the first pitch to Ramirez misses down and away for ball one. Infield shifted for Ramirez to pull. The 1-0 outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Right now in North Carolina, Winston-Salem is 7-5 lead on Greensboro in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 pitch. Ramirez, a home run. Hack comes up empty. It's 2-1. Oh, Ramirez put every bit of his frame into that swing. All 6'3", 196. The 2-1. Ramirez takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. Actually, stand corrected. The last time Brooklyn was no-hit, ironically enough, was against the Renegades. It was in Hudson Valley. It was game two of a doubleheader on July 10th, 2021. Three different arms combined on the no-no. The 2-2. Ramirez, a high fly ball, left center field. This playable. Racing in is Garcia, and he will make the catch, and the Renegades are two outs away. Here comes Kevin Parada. Has put the ball in play all three times. A fly out to left. A fly out to right on a great sliding grab by Grant Richardson, which we'll get looked back on if this score holds up and this line score holds up. And lined out softly to second his last trip. And the first pitch from Gomez is across for strike one. Parada waves that back behind his head. The 0-1. Parada, a ground ball to third. Backing up on it, Torrealba gathers low, throw. Dugout, no! Henson couldn't pick it. And Parada's safe at first. We'll see how this one is scored. This is going to be as tough a scoring decision as you'll see. It was a low throw by Torrealba over to the first base bag. Would be the second error, and they're going to give Parada a base hit. Henson couldn't pick it, and the no-no is gone. At least for the time being, as unfortunate a way as you could possibly lose a no-hitter. So Parada is safe at first. The no-no is no more. As you see that number one in the hit column out in left field. And now the entire Renegade infield going to come together as Brooklyn's going to bring the winning run to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now keep in mind, we mentioned how devastating Brooklyn has suffered at the hand of walk-offs this year. Over 25% of their losses have come in walk-off fashion. 9 of their 35. However, Brooklyn has also picked up at least one walk-off win in each of their first 5 homestands this year. So why not again tonight? First pitch to Almonte is a called strike. It's 0-1. Almonte yet to have an official at-bat tonight. 3 plate appearances and 3 walks. The 0-1, and Almonte swing and a miss, uppercut hack, and it's 0-2. William Lugo waiting on deck. It's time called before the 0-2 pitch. Renegades 1, Cyclones nothing. The 0-2 high, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Cyclones breaking up the no-hit bid on an infield base hit with 1 out in the ninth by Kevin Parada. The 1-2 offering. Almonte takes it on the inside corner. Strike 3 called, and the Renegades are 1 out away from a postseason berth. And it's going to be up to William Lugo, who hit a crucial go-ahead 2-run home run in the last home game for Brooklyn down the right field line in the 8th inning against Greenville. He's 0-for-3 tonight with a pair of looking strikeouts. The first toss, and Gomez misses outside for ball 1. Renegades looking to advance the postseason for the first time since 2019, for the first time as a full-season affiliate. The 1-0, Lugo fouls it off towards Joe Vasile and Tom Zinzarella in the visiting booth to our right. It is 1-1. Don't need any injuries before a potential celebration. The 1-1, Lugo watches that drop in for strike 2, and the Renegades are now 1 strike away. Everyone for Hudson Valley on the top step of the third base dugout. Parada takes his lead off first. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out, and for the first time as a full-season affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades are going to the postseason. They are the first half North Division champions in the South Atlantic League for 2023. Your final score tonight, the Hudson Valley Renegades 1, and the Brooklyn Cyclones nothing. Tyrone Yuley and Carlos Gomez get a Gatorade shower as the duo combine on a one-hit shutout to clinch the Renegades' first postseason berth as a New York Yankees affiliate. There will be a celebration with Bubbly inside the clubhouse, the visiting clubhouse, that is, here at Maimonides Park tonight as a pitching virtuoso from one, or rather, Tyrone Yuley and Carlos Gomez, as Sergio Santos, his club, has punched the first ticket into the South Atlantic League postseason. A pitcher's duel goes the way of the Renegades, and they will advance to the South Atlantic League playoffs. And hey, second half starts on Friday. The last time the Renegades played in the postseason, they lost in three games in the New York Penn League semifinals to the Brooklyn Cyclones. Brooklyn won the second half of the North last year. Why not another rendezvous in mid-September coming up in another few months? So congratulations to Sergio Santos and the entire Hudson Valley Renegades franchise. The first half North Division champions in the South Atlantic League for 2023. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Renegades 1, Cyclones nothing. One hitter for Hudson Valley to close out the postseason berth. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A tough one tonight for the Cyclones as they are one hit. And the Hudson Valley Renegades are moving on to the postseason as they are the first half champions in the South Atlantic League North. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Welcome into the recap report with the win. Hudson Valley clinching the North Division. They are now 12 games over 500 at 38-26. With the loss, Brooklyn dropping to 9 games under 500 at 27-35. It was a pitcher's duel throughout tonight in Coney Island as the Renegades and Cyclones traded zeros throughout the first 6 innings of baseball tonight. It was a heck of a pitcher's duel between Yoandier Suarez and Tyrone Uhle, and it wasn't until the 7th inning that somebody broke through with the game's first run. It all started with a leadoff walk to Ben Cowles. Yoandier Suarez came out for the top half of the 7th inning, was removed after yielding that leadoff walk after Spencer Henson struck out, Grant Richardson walked. So first and second, one out, a double steal of second and third from Cowles and Richardson, set up runners at second and third with one out. And that brought up Eduardo Torrealba for the biggest hit of the ballgame.
Fielder's paying no mind. The 1-1. A laser to left field, dropping quickly, and it's in for a base hit. One run home to score. Here comes another. The throw to the plate is in time. He's out.
That RBI base hit by Eduardo Torrealba, providing the Renegades a 1-0 advantage over Brooklyn. That would be all they would get, as a runner trying to score at the back end of that play. Grant Richardson was thrown out at home on an outstanding throw by Scott Oda. Spencer Jones would strike out to end the inning. So remained a 1-0 game into the ninth frame. And it was in that ninth frame that Hudson Valley was on the precipice of a potential no-hitter. They had not allowed a base hit through the first eight innings tonight. And the leadoff batter in the inning spent, Alex Ramirez, as the Renegades letting the bubbly fly in the visiting bullpen, as they have their joyous celebration of a postseason berth. But with the bases empty and one out, Kevin Parada came to the plate with a chance to break up the no-no.
The 0-1.
Parada, a ground ball to third. Backing up on it, Torrealba gathers low, throw, dugout, no! Henson couldn't pick it, and Parada's safe at first. We'll see how this one is scored. This is going to be as tough a scoring decision as you'll see. It was a low throw by Torrealba over to the first base bag. Would be the second error, and they're going to give Parada a base hit. Henson couldn't pick it, and the no-no is gone. At behind his head, the 0-1. Parada, a ground ball to third. So that Parada infield base hit kept the dream alive for Brooklyn. They had one on and one out. But Abraham Almonte struck out looking against Carlos Gomez. William Lugo stepped to the plate, fell behind in the count 1-2. And Carlos Gomez put the final bow on the Renegades' postseason berth. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And for the first time as a full-season affiliate, the Hudson Valley Renegades are going to the postseason. They are the first half North Division champions in the South Atlantic League for 2023. Your final score tonight, the Hudson Valley Renegades 1 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 0. Tyrone Uli and Carlos Gomez get a Gatorade shower as the duo combine on a one-hit shutout to clinch the Renegades' first postseason berth as a New York Yankees affiliate. And that is our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Congratulations to Sergio Santos and the Renegades on their postseason berth. Winning pitcher tonight, Tyrone Uli. He improves to 3-4, 7 no-hit innings, no runs, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Losing pitcher, the toughest loss you'll ever see for Yoandy Suarez. He was outstanding, 6-plus frames, but gave up the game's only run on 2 hits, walked 3, struck out 8 in the 6 innings, a career high, the 8 strikeouts matching a season best. The save to Carlos Gomez, the second of his season, 2 shutout innings, the 1 infield base hit in the 9th, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Final line score, Hudson Valley, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error, they left 7. Brooklyn, no runs, 1 hit, no error, and they left 4. Final time of game tonight, a very brisk 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,379 from Maimonides Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Tuesday night. The score in Greensboro now irrelevant, and fittingly, the Grasshoppers have taken a 10-7 lead in the top half of the eighth inning. Wilmington beating Aberdeen 7-6. Hickory doubles up Asheville 6-3. Top of the eighth inning in Jersey Shore, the Blue Claws a 5-1 lead on the Rome Braves. And bottom of the third in Bowling Green, the Hot Rods leading Greenville by a score of 1-0. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard before we say goodbye. End of six in Houston. The Astros one hitting the Mets right now. A 3-0 ball game there. Framber Valdez against former Astro Justin Verlander. A lot of rain in the organization today. Triple-A Syracuse rained out in Durham. Double-A Binghamton beats Akron on the road at 5-2. Wyatt Young, a two-run homer, his second of the year. Single-A St. Lucie had their game postponed due to wet grounds in Jupiter. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow against the Marlins affiliate. Florida Complex League had off, but the Mets blue team in the Dominican Summer League beat the Marlins 8-3. And the Mets orange team on the road fell to the Rangers blue team 13-6. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long on this Tuesday night, Royals shut out the Tigers 1-0. Bottom of the eighth in Tampa, it is the Orioles 8 and the Rays 6. Bottom nine in Philly, Braves doubling up the Phillies 4-2. Blue Jays shut out the Marlins 2-0. Top of the ninth in Pittsburgh, it's the Cubs 4 and the Pirates zilch. Top of the ninth in Washington, Cardinals 7 and the Nationals 2. Yankees beat the Mariners 3-1 at the stadium tonight. Top of the eighth in Cincinnati, the Reds look en route to yet another victory. They lead the Rockies 8-2. Bottom of the eighth inning in Cleveland, Guardians and A's are tied at 2. Top of the seventh in Minnesota, Red Sox on top of the Twins 4-0. Bottom fifth in Chicago. The White Sox a 3-2 lead on the Rangers. Bottom five in Milwaukee. The Diamondbacks a 4-3 lead on the Brew Crew. Everything else in the big leagues will start 15 minutes or later from now. 9:45, Giants and Padres, Anthony DeSclafani against Seth Lugo. And the Angels will host the Dodgers at 10:07. Reed Detmers against Clayton Kershaw. So after Hudson Valley finishes celebrating tonight, our series will continue tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Our coverage with Johnny and I gets underway at 6:45 Eastern Time. Hudson Valley has yet to announce their probable starter. They do know who it is. Just need to add him to the roster. Stay tuned for that. Jeffrey Colon will get the ball for Brooklyn 1-3, a 5.4 ERA. Again, gates open at 6. Coverage starts at 6:45. First pitch, 7 o'clock tomorrow night right here from Coney Island and Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us tonight. Congratulations once again to the Hudson Valley Renegades, the first half North Division champions in the South Atlantic League for 2023 for our entire ownership group. We're the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn. We're again your final, the Renegades 1 and the Cyclones nothing. We hope to have you again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.